On Fire just sent me this. Worst VMA acceptance speech of all time, he says. Nirvana.
The nominees for Best New Artist.
Let's watch this.
Are pretty
look at Boys to Men just chilling. I don't know who that girl is, but she couldn't look like somebody more in 1992. She's got fucking leopard print, like mini skirt on, or mini dress on, and she's got the red hair with the puff out shit. And then Boys to Men is next to her in a varsity jacket. Eh? Talk about dum dum da da. Talk about ba ya 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 da 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 wow wow wow. Anyway.
Are a pretty eclectic bunch.
Robot.
They range from Seattle rock and roll sound.
14. I didn't realize Boys to Men was 14 when they fucking did this shit. When they blasted on the scene. This kid looks fucking 12. Dum 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 da da dum 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 da 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 ya 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 da 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 man where's my mommy dum 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 da da.
To the fusion of rap, soul, and R&B.
So Midwestern didn't give a fuck.
To the fusion of rap, soul, and R&B.
Hates rap, you can tell. To the fusion of rap, soul, and R&B.
To an alternative rock band.
Oh, dude, it was so 1992 to be the guy in the fucking... in the R&B group with the circular glasses low on your nose like you were an old butler. Yes. Like you were going to be like, would you like your chicken cold or warmed up today?
To the evocative music of a new folk singer.
Oh, here comes the guy with the low voice. This guy. He's got the lowest voice in Boys to Men, and let's see what it sounds like in real life. He's probably just like,
yeah, so anyway, y'all, here's Nirvana.
Here are the nominees for Best New Artist.
Ate the microphone.
Is a nominee for Best New Artist.
Guys in the fucking break room just went like, oh, and took their microphones off. Hurt so bad. He's like, look. I mean, dude, come on, dude. Learn how to use a microphone. You're an R&B singer for fucking fuck's sake. Look at these girls. Look at.
Dick Bunch.
Robot.
They range from Seattle rock and roll
12.
Sound.
To the fusion of rap,
Midwest,
soul, and R&B.
Obviously hates rap.
To an alternative rock band.
Old white butler.
To the evocative music of a new
fuck,
folk
so many
singer.
Guys you could tell this girl.
Here the nominees.
And then this dude.
The nominees. Let's roll sheet in.
All have varsity jackets on. At an award show. Sir, disrespectful. Love it.
It's race day. Go.
How funny is MTV?
Tori Amos for Silent all these years.
Okay. Wow. The loneliest song of all time. The loneliest song of all time that was. Hey, shut up, Butters. You're an incel. Listen.
For Tennessee.
This song ripped.
Cracker for teen angst.
Cracker.
What the world needs now.
Hey, guess if these guys are singing in a field or not, if you're listening to the podcast. So fucking. No. What the world needs now is not another folk singer, and it never needs that.
Vada for Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Okay, well, guess who won, obviously.
Winner takes all. It's great to come in first.
Here we go.
And before we announce the winner, I'd like to plug the Christmas album that was previously recorded by Boyz II Men and Wilson Phillips. And now I'll say the winner.
Oh, man, so uncomfortable. They're all laughing, and they're so mad he did that. They're like, whatever you do, don't plug the Christmas album, please.
Nirvana.
Here we go. I've never seen this, by the way. On Fire just sent it to me.
I'd like to thank my family and our record label and our true fans. And
you can't believe everything you see in here now, can you?
Oh my God, that guy. That guy who came in, was that Dave Grohl? No, right? That's even great that it's not Dave Grohl. Okay, when that guy came in, he was like, oh, I'm going to shut this shit down, dude. He was like, here we go. I'm going to shut the shit down. He was thinking of it on the way to the fucking show. He was like, if we win, which we probably will because there's a lot of heat around us, I'm going to dip in and I'm going to fucking say that thing when Kurt Cobain is doing the thing. And he thought it was going to shut the shit down. He thought everyone was going to lose their minds. He thought fucking Wilson Phillips was going to start crying and that Boyz II Men was just going to start that. That's it. Dum 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 da da dum 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 da 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 ya 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 da 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 rap wow wow wow. Back in school, we used to dream about this every day. That guy.
No, it's really hard
That's where it went off the rails. You could tell. I've never seen this. But right there when that guy dips in is when it went off the rail. Here we go.
You can't believe everything you see in here now, can you?
Oh, such a basic blanket fucking fuck the system thing, you know? He's wearing purple pants. Now, how mad is Kurt Cobain that he did it? But he was like, I'm just going to roll with it. This shit doesn't matter anyway.
You know, it's really hard to believe everything you read.
Oh. Right.
Remember Joseph Goebbels.
Why? Oh. Are you shitting me? Wow.
Label.
Wow, bro. It's so funny. Their music, like, means so much to so many people. And, like, they've been there. Like, they're just like, with that fucking, right, man. People are like, I feel that, you know? Just getting raped by the system. Like, just so good. And then fucking, oh, no, no, no. And just fucking 15-year-old kids were just like, God damn, it speaks to me. I love this music. And then fucking.
And our true fans.
And then, dude, this dude just. When it comes to talking, this is why this guy's the drummer or whatever.
You can't believe everything you see in here now, can you?
Oh, bro, pick up an instrument. And then this, and then so mad because fucking, what's his name? Kurt Cobain was like, I'm gonna fucking kill it. I'm going to do the thing. And the other guy couldn't wait. He thought Kurt Cobain wasn't going to do it. He was like, he's bitching out. He's not going to do it. So he dipped in, and then Kurt Cobain's like, I got to go in early, and I got to do this shit now. And then just completely.
You know, it's really hard to believe everything you read.
Thanks. Remember Joseph Goebbels.
Why? Oh. He said bye. So wait. So it's really, you know, it's really hard to believe everything you read. I think he meant to say, don't believe everything you read. It's really hard to believe everything you read. Okay, he's like the fucking guy from South Park. Who was that guy? Christ Novoselic. Novoselic. Christ Anthony Novoselic. Croatian. Oh, that's one thing. Croatians are the strongest people in the world. One time I fucking wrestled a Croatian guy. I was like wrestling a tree. After Nirvana disbanded following front Kurt Cobain, Eyes Adrift, apart from his musical endeavors, Novoselic has been active politically. Oh, really? That's odd. He's been active politically ever since that moment, including a creation of PSA. Wow, that's hilarious. Wow, that is. Wait, let's see the comments. This is the most 90s thing I've ever seen. Yeah, really. Oh, wow. Remember when MTV... Look, kids, that's what happens when punk rock gets big. Wait, who's Joseph Goebbels? I've heard it of that. Oh, my God. I mean, sir. Hitler's propaganda guy. Sir, not the time. Well, you won. Hey, dude, you're the best man on earth. Hey, man. Remember Hitler? Not the time. Don't care how punk rock you are. 12-year-olds are watching. Mom, who's Joseph Goebbels? Oh, he hated Jews. What's that? There's racism in the world. What? Yeah, like some people don't like Jews. Some people don't like black people. Some people don't like... Oh, really? Shouldn't know it already. Wow, dude. Look at this guy just making shit up comment. They didn't like what was being said on the teleprompter. That's why you could see Kurt reading and just saying thanks. Chris was just saying they are propagandists. All right, man. You know, you're 50. Oh, man. Wow, man.